The Medrash at the beginning of our parasha, when the Torah discusses the kind of oil that was needed to be brought to the make for the light, the menorah, so v'yichol lecha shemen saye zoch kosas lamar. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us katan kamanimal. How old is a child when he has a bris milah? And the Medrash says, kach shan rabbein asenu, we've learned the katan nimal l'shmoinam, that a child has a bris milah when he's 8 days old. Amr Rav Shimon ben Yochai continues the Medrash, Bar A, Ein chavav fnei adam yosef b'nai. There's nobody more beloved to a father than his son. V'molaysai. And he goes and he makes a bris milah on his son. V'kolkach lama. And why? Amr Rav Nachman ben Shmuel, k'dei lasis ritzayim bari. He wants to fulfill God's will. Hashem wants that every Jewish child should have a bris milah. Huroi b'nai shayfich dami v'molaysai. And the father sees how the son is bleeding from the bris milah, and he accepts that situation with joy. The father spends money on a bris milah, and he makes the day of the bris milah a day of rejoicing. That's not what the Torah required. There's nowhere in the Torah explicitly that that's what's required for bris milah. People go borrow to be able to make a bris milah. If somebody doesn't have enough money, he'll borrow in order to be able to make a bris milah. And of course the question is, what is the connection between discussing the bris milah and the oil that was used for the menorah? And the Sefer Shvach Nurim explains that what we learn from the bris milah is that our lives are a combination of experiences. On one hand, there's a bris milah, which a bris milah, as we can well understand, represents the difficulty, and one could even suggest cruelty, to take this young child, 8 years old, to have a bris milah. On the other hand, the bris milah represents a time of simcha, a time that a Jew rejoices to be able to do the Ritzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. And that is the lesson of the Kosas Lamar. To get that oil, to get that drop of oil that we're going to use to light the menorah, Kosas, the olive has to be pressed and squeezed. And it's not necessarily easy until you get that drop of oil. But when you get that drop of oil and you put it into the menorah, what you have is light. You have the combination of the kosas and the mor. You have the combination, as the Medrash describes to us, of the bris milah, the actual operation, so to speak, of the bris milah, and the simcha that is associated with a bris milah, which is a representation of the way we live our lives. And that's why by bris milah, we wish the child, the k'shem shenichnas lebris, ken yikonis l'tayr l'chupa l'masm toivim. Shem shenichnas lebris, just like this event, the bris milah, represents this combination, and that combination is what defines us as Klal Yisrael. Our entire lives, the chuppah, the Torah, the chuppah, and the masam toivim, all are accomplished through that approach. And the Megillas Esther, the pasuk says, "Lehuda ma'aser v'simcha v'sasav yikar." And the Gemara Masech, the Megillah Daf Tes Zayin on the base teaches us, "Oyer zu Torah, Oyer represents Torah, and sasun zu mila, and v'yikar elu tefillin." What is the connection between Torah, mila, and tefillin? The Torah and the Mila, as we just learned, represent the way we have the Bris Mila, which represents this combination of the Bris and the Simcha. The Torah, as we know, which is represented by the Menorah, has this combination of Kosas, Lamar, and the Tefillin represent that we wrap ourselves. The Tefillin Shel Yad represents the hand with which we live and have to work hard sometimes. And the Tefillin Shoreish represent our connection, that wonderful connection that we enjoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasa, and V'Yikar, this life of this of recognizing this combination and living life with this combination is the way that a Jew is supposed to live his entire life. And the pasuk says later in the parasha, the pasuk says, "V'zeh adav shetasa lahem l'kadosh osayim l'kanli." The pasuk identifies what is necessary for the kohen to become the kohen. And here too, the Medrash says, "V'zeh adav," says the Medrash, we know that once a year the Kohen Gadol had the opportunity to enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah. And the Medrash asks, with what schus does the Kohen Gadol enter the Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim? Says the Medrash, Omer Rabbi Chanina b'noi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda, b'schus ha-mila nechneses imay. Because the Kohen had the Bris Mila, that's how he's able to enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim. How is that? So the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that when we think about the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKadosh Yom Kippur, besides that incredible experience, and besides that event and the Kedusha that surrounds it and the Tahara that surrounds it and the Yerushimayim that's required to be able to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, there's a much more fundamental question. When the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadosh Yom Kippur, what he's accomplishing is that he's accomplishing that all of us in Klal Yisrael should have a kapara. And the question is, how are all of us in Klal Yisrael zoicha to such a kapara? Zok the Medrash, b'schus hamila, because the Kohen Gadol lived a life of this combination that we are discussing, that on one hand, that incredible mesiras nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and on the other hand, that simcha, that enjoyment, that mor, that Torah that he has from living that life, which is, as we said, represented by the act of the Bris Milah, with that schus, that a Kohen Gadol lives his life in such a fashion, he's able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and not only is he able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could accomplish a kapara, not just for himself, but could accomplish a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. And perhaps that's how we can understand another pasuk in this week's parasha. The Torah says, "Laharlus ne'er tamid." When the Torah speaks about the menorah and the lighting of the menorah, "Laharlus ne'er tamid, chukas olam l'dayrosam b'nei Yisrael." And the question is, the pasuk saying that the lighting of the menorah will remain with us l'dayrosam for all generations, and we know that that is actually not the case. Most of our history, we've actually not have a Beis HaMikdash. So how does the pasuk say that Chukas Olam Dereisam, the lighting of the menorah, represents something that will remain with us forever? The answer is that, as we've explained, the menorah, which is like the milah, which represents this combination of Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Simcha to live our lives the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live our lives, we may not have, unfortunately, the actual Shemen Lamor. We may not have that oil that we're lighting the menorah with. We may not have the actual menorah, but we have what the menorah represents and what the Bris Milah represents. And that remains with us who live our lives that way, L'dayrosam, forever.